Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, we aren't getting you ready for the warmer weather. It's here to stay and stick around. At least that's the hope. Drew Cirza is joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning. And we're, of course, if we have the Wing King on, you know we got to be talking about Wing Fest. Drew, thanks for being on with us. And Wing Fest this year, back to its roots, so to speak, right?
Yeah, Susan, Brian, great to chat with you. And I hate to use the typical term. I'm really excited, but I'm overwhelmingly excited. And everybody is. WingFest got displaced during the pandemic because the Blue Jays actually took over the stadium, the baseball stadium, for a year. So we had to find a new location. And we were really fortunate to be able to go out to Highmark Stadium for the last 4 years. But it was just time to go back downtown and you know, work closely with the Bisons. They were like family for 19 years. And, you know, downtown really needs the boost. And there's just a lot more excitement down at the stadium, you know, downtown. And it's a much better venue, a much more fun venue for the attendees and all the participants.
Right. And, you know, there's a great tie-in, too, with Salem Field, if you pre-purchase your WingFest tickets now.
Yeah, you know, one thing, the two things that, two groups that really work well promotionally is the WingFest and the Buffalo Bison. So we put our heads together and we thought, you know, May's kind of a softer time for baseball. Kids are still in school. The weather's a little bit iffy. And why not give people a chance to get out to the ballpark? So if you buy your WingFest ticket now online at buffalowing.com, you're going to get a free general admission ticket worth $22 to any game from May 13th to May 18th for the homestand against the Worcester Red Sox.
All right, so you get to get out, you know, you buy now, get something now, and then, you know, of course, later on when the WingFest is actually there. You know, I was thinking it would have been fun to have WingFest as, you know, part of you eat a wing and then you tear down a part of the old stadium. But I guess they probably have professionals to do that. So, you know, better to move back downtown to the ballpark where it had been for so many years. It's where WingFest really got rolling into what it is now, which is, it's kind of like an internationally recognized major food event.
You know, it's funny. I've been going through all my old hard drives and putting things and kind of organizing them. And I went back to the original WingFest when we were cooking with 100 turkey fryers in the back parking lot. And actually, we opened up at noon on that Saturday in 2002. And the line was all the way around the whole block of the stadium at 10:30 in the morning for a 12 o'clock open. And restaurants were just rolling in. I mean, I had to pay for restaurants to come in on a home equity loan that my wife didn't realize I took out. But it's really evolved since then. And the Bisons have always been such a great partner. You know, logistically, they're a big part of it, and promotionally now, too.
Remember the wing shortage? Remember that year when you were really scrambling to get the wings, and you did it?
You know, kudos to, we've got great partners, and U.S. Foods is our purveyor, and they found a tractor trailer, you know, basically 20 tons of chicken wings for us in some state. And they said, you want them? I said, give them to me. There almost wasn't a Wing Fest. Yeah, that was in the mid-2000s or 2015, and we got lucky. We actually ran out one year, and we had to, we were really low, and we actually called all the local you know, restaurants and say, hey, can we buy any of your wings? It was a Saturday night, and we had our staff go to all the restaurants around Western New York overnight. They left them on their back porch, some of them, and we brought them in. You know, there's always a mad scramble behind the scenes that you don't really see up front.
I mean, really cool to see that able to happen, and you're able to get into Wingfest for a pretty good price. And plus, what, kids get in at a discounted rate, or is it really free?
Free, yeah. Kids 8 and under are free. They've always been free. You know, we always try to make it a nice family event, and if you got a bunch of kids, you know, we just want to make it affordable. You know, the costs have gone up so much, as you can imagine, since 2002, and we held our price down at $5 for all those years, and it just got to the point where we had to raise the price. So even for $20, with what we provide, the Wingfest isn't just a food festival. It's really an event. There's so many crazy contests, eating contests, bobbing for wings, live music, and the camaraderie. You know, we had people tracked from 46 different states and 26 different countries last year. And while you're in line, you're meeting people. You're meeting people from all over the country. And it's just, it's like a big social gathering of people that are into wings and into buffalo.
What is your favorite Wingfest event? Because people do decide to come based on what's happening at that time.
I'm going to be, just for me personally, and this is a personal thing, it's the U.S. Chicken Eating Championship with the competitive eaters that eat at Coney Island, the hot dog eating contest. And there's two reasons. It's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and if we get to that point and no disaster has happened, I'm actually feeling good because we end at 6. But it is a fun event to watch. But I'll tell you, the bobbing for wings is fantastic. We have Dennis George, a quizmaster, doing Family Feud all the time. We've got cooking contests, all these different eating contests, and the other eating contests with the amateurs. Their characters are fun. They're exciting, and George Shea. He's the MC with the guy with the straw hat from the hot dog eating contest. He comes and MCs a lot of them. So there's always something going on that's fun.
Always a great time at Wingfest, and you always have something new and different planned for every single year, and that's why we love keeping on going back at some of the, whether it's a new restaurant that you never heard of or some of the people, which some of the people you meet who have a passion for wings and show you, all right, this is how I came up with this wing sauce. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm glad you did it because it tastes terrific. But, buddy, like, how you're spending time coming up with this concoction is beyond me.
Well, you know what? These guys are chefs, and they really take it seriously. It's not about mild, medium, hot anymore. And, Brian, you were a judge last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
With Dad, I think. Remember the group from Iceland? This restaurant came from Iceland, and they made a French toast wing. And the beauty was, he explained it to you. He showed you how he made it. And there's a lot of pride, And there's over 125 different sauces. And, you know, the neat thing is these restaurants from around, we research them. We make sure they're solid. And they come up with different regional flares. So you never know what you're going to get. It's always unique and different.
All right. If we can, Drew, where do people get those pre-sale Wingfest tickets?
Yeah, the easiest way to go is to the festival website at buffalowing.com. That's buffalowing.com. And there's a link right there on the homepage, and it'll take you through it. And just as a FYI, you'll be able to get your ticket. It'll be digital, downloaded to your computer or your phone. And then the Buffalo Bisons will send an email with a ticket within 3 days.
Okay. Well, great stuff, Drew. I can't wait, and I'm sure we'll be talking again as we get closer and closer to the event and the weather warms up. Drew Sirsa, the Wing King, talking about Wingfest tickets on sale now, and you get a bonus Bisons ticket with their return to the ballpark.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.